What's up, After Buzzers? Episode 2 of Pose is all about access, and we've got you covered. We're talking Damon meets Ricky, Blanca's building her house, and Stan wants a kept woman. Plus, we've got the best special segments ever. Stick around. This is the Pose After Show. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like this music.
Right.
It's a classic.
Okay. It's like a nice little disco vibe.
It makes me get the shoulders shaking. Queen Mother Diana Ross. What's up, guys? We are back for the Pose After Show. I am Keith Andre here with the lovely ladies.
Hey, I'm Jamie Gray.
Hey, guys, it's Marielle Turner.
And as you know, it's your girl, Deshauna O.
Okay, you have to excuse our delay. We are not divas here, but we didn't know the episode was going to be a bit longer than expected. I know it's a shorter season with eight episodes.
Right.
So we'll be fully ready and prepared to start right on time next week. But let's jump into it real quick, ladies. What are your first thoughts of the show?
Let me just say, all the feels, you guys. Now listen, anyone who knows me from any one of these AfterBuzz TV shows or from this show, I'm just a sucker for love.
Okay.
So this was a loving episode, so I really enjoyed that, although I did see some sucker stuff.
Nice.
Right? Okay.
Yes, I feel the same way. It was so much going on. It was almost like I couldn't process it all, but I was here for the relationships. I was here for the budding love, not so much here for the stepping out of your relationships, but we'll get into that.
Perfect. Yeah.
Is it me, or was there just a lot of shade going on in this episode?
Shade.
Like, here, there, everywhere, from Pray Tell to Electra.
Yes.
I love her.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a lot of shade, but I was here for it.
Got you. I feel really good about the episode. I feel really proud to be a gay black man, living in America, living in this time. So I'm ready to talk about it. Relationship drama happened. We'll go ahead and jump things off with Damon meets Ricky. What did you guys think of that situation? They were super cute.
So Ricky, that smile, he made my heart skip. I was like, I know I'm not really your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Me too. Right, I may not be your shot of tequila either, but I'm here for you in this smile. So,
yeah,
Damon, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
We here.
I love their little meet cute. I thought it was adorable. I was here for it. Eventually I started to be like, where is this going? I don't really know. But when they first got together, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. I
so
love
cute.
It.
Same. Butterflies. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's...
I wrote down his eyes and his smile.
Okay. Yes. They got me here for it.
I mean, Ricky is like super charismatic. And then we have Damon who's like young. And there's this innocent quality that makes the pairing of the two of them like so cute and easy to get into.
Yes.
But then as things progress, we do begin to have questions about them, right? They go on this date or they plan to go on this date, and then we see, well, hey, Ricky may not be a stand-up guy,
right?
But then maybe he is because he waited for pizza. So where do you guys think like this relationship will go? Are we rooting for them, or
I feel like I am
it's too soon to know, but
I do think I am rooting for them if they can both like get it together, you know, like he can stay focused on dance, Ricky's not pulling any crazy moves, because I feel like yeah, I just don't know where he stands. Like,
he's moving a little too fast for me. I'm going to call him Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
Okay. But yeah, Pretty Ricky, he's a little too much for me right now. I like his smile, but you can already tell he's moving a little bit too fast on Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Damon is young, and no matter what your orientation is, you know, you got to take your time.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Right now, it's a chop for me.
Fair enough.
I can say that I did appreciate how Damon... I did appreciate how Damon respected himself. He was very verbal about it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, like, afraid.
Yep.
You know, sometimes when you're in the beginning of something, you're just like, I don't want to say no because then you might not like me. He was like, look, okay, it's too soon. And I appreciated that about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, I think that Ricky is looking for a leg up. He's looking for someone to pull him up, and Damon just got out of the
good
situation.
Point.
He's
right.
Let me
he
make
did
a
say he was looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was really upset, I think, just for like a first or second date. Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't come. Like, I had an obligation that had to do with my dream, my career. And he seemed like this man had been cheating on him.
Right.
They've been together 20 years.
Right.
So I was like, you're doing a lot.
Yeah, I think we do have to give them a little bit of room. It is an accelerated process because we are in the world of TV, and you have to be willing to suspend a bit of your disbelief.
Right.
I get that too, but I think it was very important for us to see, you know, the human thread, the commonality of it, this human experience. And we all can relate to maybe feeling pressured or not pressured, right? They're both young, but they have two vastly different experiences.
Yes.
Ricky is out on the streets, and it seems like you know, he's been there long enough to be familiar with that territory. Mm-hmm. And then we have Damon, who literally, like, knows nothing. He's like a puppy child so that's cute. So innocent and cute and learning. So I do want to preserve my prediction, because I want to kind of predict where they're going to go. Because we did get to see them actually go on a date. Yeah, I think the balancing act is a concern for me as well. And then that's a whole nother topic with dating too. You know, like how much of my personal life, how much am I supposed to be focused on my career? Yes. And then being young in a city, like how do you navigate that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Especially with no labels, as with Ricky, Pretty Ricky, we see him all over the ladies. Don't you notice that he's quite the ladies man? He's always having a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it, but the ladies are acting a little possessive, and I feel like even if there's the guys who's charismatic, you're not like, if someone else approaches them, they were looking like, baby, what are you talking to my man for? And I felt like there's something there, that there's something going on with you, Pretty.
That's interesting.
And they did say he was a hit it and quit it guy.
Tito did drop that.
And we all want to believe that we are the ones who's going to change them.
And sometimes we can, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Keep hope alive.
I'm going to be I'm that girl. If I see you talking to him, what we got to talk about?
Right.
Y'all need to talk to private. No, you don't.
Right.
Who's texting that?
Do y'all feel like the women in his life at the pier, do y'all feel like they're maybe taking advantage of Ricky? Because he's also still young. He's not no old man now. He's still very young. He's still very charming. So maybe they're
He's doing the talking, baby.
I was going to say, I'm with you, Shauna. I think it's more of Ricky. He knows that he needs to find a space for him in the world. With some of their dialogue, he talked about feeling left behind and not wanting to feel that way. So it'll be really interesting to see where they go. I really enjoyed I don't know the actors right now, so forgive me. We're still learning the show. But the guys who play Ricky and Damon, I think they do a really a good job portraying the characters and giving them life and making them three-dimensional.
I agree. And I love that it was kind of a human look. Like, the relationship wasn't based in their orientation, you know? Yes. It was about two people meeting each other, liking each other, where is this going to go, and not so much... You know, I think so often you see gay characters and their storyline is that they're gay.
Right.
And I love that this looked outside of that and presented them like, you know what, we're all people. We go through the same things, you know?
That's a great point too, because oftentimes when I'm watching quote-unquote gay characters, I feel, and this is my opinion, that they're not actually gay until you see them be gay. Like, until you see a kiss, until you see that.
Right.
So we did get to see the perfect marriage of story, and then they kissed, and you get to see fully developed
situationships.
It was very real, and it was very relatable, because it wasn't, again, like you said, it wasn't just about him being gay. You know, it was so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that, to where if you're straight, you can also relate to it as well, to where when we were watching it, we were like, oh, hold up.
Okay.
This sounds like a situation I went through last week.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just saying, it was very relatable.
My only issue, though, and now I will admit, I was a little bit worried, like in the theater, in the actual ballet, when they were holding hands, I was worried that the guy next to them might say something, because, you know, of the time setting. But I'm so glad that they got through that, and I love that he shared his art with him.
Yes.
The only thing is, when you share your art with someone really early like that, it reveals yourself to that person, and they know exactly what little trigger to push for you.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you gotta be careful. I don't know, maybe I'm just a mama, but I'm just like, be careful.
Okay, giving Mama Blanca tease right now.
Right.
I think we will get to see more of that, for sure, that vulnerability. But I think one thing that the show is, and maybe it's because we're still early on in the season, but I think they're doing a really good job of making sure that our characters are protected in a way that we don't really see or experience gay themes or gay life. Even, we'll talk about Angel and Stan later. But even with her, we see, like, there's this protectiveness. And one of the lines that Ricky was saying when they were in the park, you know, Damon's young and he doesn't know, so he felt a little discomfort, and Ricky was like, oh, you know, we are with our people, no one's gonna do anything. So just to have that community in the late 80s, and they was living their best lives, they was out there dancing, that made me think of my iTunes playlist.
Yes.
Ooh, my iTunes playlist. And as you know, the Pose soundtrack is on Spotify.
Yes.
And I'm sure iTunes, you can check it out. But before you check that out, the first thing you need to check out is our show, Pose AfterBuzz TV.
Hello.
Thank you. I know you guys are listening on iTunes. I know you're watching us on YouTube. So please, while you're there, go ahead and thumbs up that thing. Send us some high heels to let us know you understand who we are. And then also leave us five stars on iTunes. You know that's all that matters.
Perfect.
All right, we love y'all.
Yes, yes. All right, so moving right along, I am really coming to, like, last week, I know we know Shauna, and we'll talk about this. This is Blanca's child. She is following her footsteps. But tonight, I really found myself enjoying Blanca as a character and the way she's written. She's so strong. So I want to talk about Blanca because we see her building this empire. She's set on making sure that her House of Evangelista, got it right this week. But she's, you know, set on doing something that's going to, A, leave her legacy intact. You know, with her illness, I think that is her primary focus. And she really wants the betterment for her children. In particular, like, first couple scenes, we see her with Damon. So talk a little bit about, you know, that and seeing her in that light.
I love seeing her in that light. It just reminded me of my own parents, my own mother, who's like, okay, so I love that you're being free. I love that you're finding out who you are, but I'm going to need for you to follow my rules while you're under my household. And it goes back to orientation, because I feel like a lot of people, they try to segregate, you know, if you're straight and if you're gay, things are this way and things are that way. Not necessarily. We are all part of the human race, and I think that this show definitely touched light on that. So she set the rules.
Right. Yeah. And I can appreciate the fear that Damon actually had coming in the house, worried about the bump. Where, you know, like, when she called him Damon, he's like, yeah. Right. I can appreciate that because he didn't come from that in a healthy place. Does that make sense? So before he was with his father, it was just like that fear of, oh my God, he might kill me. Like, this is a scary situation. On this one, it's like, I came in too late. Like, I'm a bad little boy.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But it's okay. No one's going to harm me.
It's a natural teenage experience.
And I wrote down how she took that opportunity to give him a lesson.
Yes. Yes.
And I love that she was kind of coming from a place of her own mistakes. She mentioned that. And mentioning, like, hey, if you're going to be out, these are the things you need to know. These are the things you need to do, because there is this virus that's killing people. Yes. And she didn't mention that she had it herself, but I love that she was there to support him and let him know, like, these are the do's and don'ts.
Absolutely. So. She has so many qualities that just relate to that whole experience of motherhood. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw, like, oh, this is what a house is.
Yes.
And we really get that access into the community. And like you said, I do appreciate that so much of the show's backdrops are these, you know, serious themes and serious topics, whether it's HIV and AIDS, or then we got to see her experience and her fight for, you know, the segregation that was going on and still does happen sometimes in the community with gays and being trans and being at the bar, that whole thing. I mean, what did you guys think of that?
Ooh,
that hurt my feelings tremendously. I mean, personally, I know she's living with this illness. I know that this is something that she's putting forth as an effort to create a change for her children. And I just hate to see them just, like, box her out like that. Mm-hmm. She's clearly just coming in to get a drink. I feel like if they would just give her the darn drink and just let her go, then, okay, now. She might bring the whole crew. She might bring the whole crew back. But that's money. Green is green. So it really upset me.
But I love how they mentioned that they, you know, they may be thinking that way, because when you're at the bottom, you always want somebody below you in a way, or society kind of pressures you to say, like, there's always someone below me in privilege, right? To feel superior.
And really quick, just to jump in. So she, I think it's, was it Lula? She's in the House of Abundance.
Right.
And she said everybody needs someone to make them feel superior. Mm-hmm, and this, if you notice in the pilot, we got a line similar to that as well.
We do.
About how being a gay man, like, I'm the only, a trans person is the only person that's going to give you that superiority. So that's a theme that bled through. I didn't mean to cut you, but
yes. I definitely agree. Definitely.
So do I.
But it also, you know, just going back to what you said, Shauna, how it hurts your feelings. It hurt my feelings. And it also goes to show you that, you know, trans women, whether they're part of the LGBTQI, and I know there might be other letters,
plus,
so forgive me,
plus.
that there's still discrimination and segregation within that community.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that made me feel some type of way. And some people might say, well, Blanca, why do you keep going back? She's standing up for herself.
Yeah.
She's saying, no matter what you might feel about me, this is who I am, and that's what it's going to be from here on out. So I love that they showed that about her.
For sure, and it's important to take note of that. I think for me as a gay man, seeing that, because it's not something that I feel like I've been super exposed to. Like, I talk about Janet Mock, my mentor, in my head all the time. And, you know, reading her books, hey girl, hey! And, you know, learning about that experience, but it kind of opened my eyes to it as well. And it draws in comparison to my experience as a gay man. Sometimes in society, or high society, we see people feel that, you know, straight men or straight women lack enough empathy or enough umph to actually be allies. And it is important for gay men to be allies for a trans community as well. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take into consideration the time period. I mean, I know we're in the 80s, and I don't know if it was like a crab in a barrel type of thing of where, you know, girl, we trying to get on.
How right, we're trying to get our rights too.
Can we, can we get in the door, in the door first? But I mean, it was, it's so interesting to see. The more I watch the show, I will say, I, like I said, I feel really proud to be a gay man. And it really also puts like this weight, not necessarily a bad pressure, but a responsibility, because so many of these people, we know this is a period piece and we'll talk about where it came from since we missed that last week.
Yes.
So we'll get into news and gossip there. But, you know, a lot of people don't get to experience the dream or realize it. And Blanca's taking a stand because she may not have that access, and she wants her children to have it.
Right. And then can I just say that something as simple as going into a bar, do you hear? She's trying to, she's trying to gain access into a bar. A bar is one of those places where, honestly, if you're 21 and up, like, you should be allowed. You should be allowed. Right. And it just goes to show the barriers that are just so simple when you're privileged and you don't have these issues. Mm-hmm. I also love what you said about how we need to be allies. Mm-hmm. All of us. I urge all of us to be allies. Yes. Yeah. Not just the gay men, obviously, and women. But just be an ally to just another human being if you can. If you stand for what they stand for and you believe in it, then put your foot down for them.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's nothing wrong with kindness.
That's right.
But on the flip side, conversely, ain't no way we can get through this and not talk about Miss Miss Electra.
No.
And the House of Abundance. I love her. You know, so one tidbit she did give in the exchange that she had with Blanca, like bailing her out, was just that my struggle is not your struggle. So I think it's also okay to not, you know, have an opinion on everything or feel the need to assert yourself, but she was telling of, you know, her experience. Sometimes we want our legends to just open the door and roll out the red carpet and usher us in, but they may not always have that experience. Mm-hmm. And I respect Electra because she's like, listen, this is what it's about for me. Get your hips to the ball tomorrow because I'm going to win.
Right.
But I love, she is.
She's definitely a character. Listen, she gives me royal blue glory every time I see her. Yes. I'll just be like,
she was rocking that blue.
Like, she rocked blue. And not only that, she also put forth this energy of like tough love. That's what I got from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not to be played with. And I do think that the theme of a mother's love, we see it with Blanca, and we also see it with Electra.
Right. In her own way. Exactly. And tough love. Like, she does shade Blanca and she does insult her sometimes. Just like, your mama shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I do think it comes from a place of love, and that's almost how she shows love. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how she shows that she cares. Like, she's going to bail you out, but she's also going to shade you. So just so you know. Be prepared.
And it shows that she's still keeping an eye out for her, because she had mentioned, like, I know what you're doing down to the bars even before she got arrested.
Right.
So she's very hip to what Miss Blanca has going on. Mm-hmm. She had to come and bail her out, give her a lesson in the nail salon. They was going toe-to-toe.
That top coat.
Read for read.
For a top coat, I said, Electra, I can't with you. I really can't.
She said, this is a disappointment.
I mean,
they were reading back and forth. I mean, Blanca got some oomph in her, too.
She did. So I was a little tiny bit uncomfortable, not to be a Debbie Downer, but that ageism, like, people let that slide a lot, but that ageism is not cute, honey. Talking about her hands looking old.
That's facts, though.
Only thing she got to fight with is her wrinkles. I mean, she was hitting her whip.
It's facts, though, is it not?
No.
I'm just saying.
Everybody's going to leave this episode looking at people's fingers and hands.
Right? Like, am I, do I see the
above
age?
The knuckle, the first, I don't know what this part of your hand
is
called.
That's 20 years.
But a little Avino, you know, that's all you need.
Take care of your skin.
Electra has the best comebacks. Like, okay, who do y'all think is shadier? Electra or Pray Tell?
Electra.
But Pray Tell has a different type of shade.
I'm going to go with Pray Tell, baby. He is killing. He shades everyone.
He does. Yes.
He does.
And I think that their shades come from two different places that are distinct. But while we're on the topic of shade, we'll introduce what will be, of course, a special segment each week. We talked about it last week with categories, but Shauna, tell me what you came up with.
Well, listen, today we are going to do a category because, you know, we love to watch all the different categories, and we love to hear all the different reads, all the different quotes, all the things that stood out to us. So we got an episode. I mean, we got a segment of Walk It Like You Talk It.
Okay.
So the categories today were Weather Girl, Legendary Runway, Dynasty, and Femme Queen in pumps.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
So we're looking for the winner. Who walked it? Who walked it like we need to just
like
say?
Like we needed it?
We need to just say, I want to be a part of that category.
Electra.
Well, yep. Yes, of course.
Across the board. All she got was 10s from the blue. From every category, she killed it.
Wow. I was going to say, which category?
Category?
Honestly, y'all, I will go with if we... And we will reveal our house name.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
It's name coming.
Wait for it.
But listen, if we had to walk, y'all better strap them heels up. It's Femme Queen and pumps.
And pumps.
All
okay. Day. Okay. Leave us some pumps in the comments, y'all, if y'all like Femme Queens and pumps. Okay.
Yes. Or next, on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then leave us the little umbrella with the rain if you like Weather Girl, because Angel won that and, you know, she was giving me weather life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Weather Girl. I think I could be a good Weather Girl.
Okay.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Dynasty. Mm. I just live for it.
That whole
when
period.
He was like, yes, I need me. What did he say? I think he said a rich. We're not gonna get into the
exact verbiage,
right?
Phrase, but I was like, yes, I live. It's amazing. Yes. That's on me.
Rich so beef fantasy.
Okay, it was so good. And Dynasty, if y'all get some time to binge watch some stuff,
yes.
There's a new Dynasty, which is just as. I mean, it's good, but nothing is gonna compare to this time period. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 80s, they had
the
some
original
stuff.
Yes,
music, looks, shows, yes. looks, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But for the talk it part, because we do give. Our favorite quote.
Yes, we do.
Or words each week. What did you come up with?
My favorite quote this week, you guys. Of course, I'm always going to come out with something sentimental. The dance teacher told Damon, you were not rehearsing today. You were dancing. And she said, rehearsal is getting ready for life. Dancing is living it.
Yes. Okay.
So everybody in here better live it and dance. Dance like nobody's watching.
Yes. That was beautiful. I think for me, mine was from Blanca when she said, don't ever give away your gifts for no one, when she told Damien that, because I feel like that is so real. Like,
girl, that's mine.
Stay right. Focus on the goal. Like, don't give away your best self just to anybody out there.
Exactly.
Love it.
We all got gifts.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys, mine is actually from Stan. Hey, Stan.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That is unexpected.
Right, you know how to do a little something. Okay, so his quote was, I'm the one playing dress up. Is it wrong that I want to be with the one who doesn't? And it's, you know, I think that spoke volume. Yeah. So that's my favorite quote of the night.
That was a beautiful display of language. Mm-hmm. Very well written. The episode was directed by Ryan Murphy, written by Ryan Murphy, Brad Falchuk, excuse me if that's wrong, and Stephen, is it Canals?
Mm-hmm.
Canals.
Yeah, he is amazing. He's just a little fun fact. He actually developed the show when he was a student in film school. So
that is awesome.
Amazing.
He's
dope. So my quote, I'll give my backup was Blanca. You know, at a certain sense, we have to take ownership that we have the right to be in spaces. And I think a lot of time for Black people in general, we grow up, you know, walking a single file line. You don't do that. Like, very groomed and very boxed in. And Blanca was like, I'm entitled. I have the right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So guess what?
As a human being.
It's the truth.
Hey.
I agree. I love all of those. Well, then walk it like you talk it. Leave us your favorite category, obviously, that we told you about the signs, and then also leave us your favorite quote.
Perfect. Hey. All right, so we still have so much show to get into. Before we break away and go into news and gossip, let's talk about just a little bit. We got to see Stan's world, you know, his relationship with Angel, which I kind of appreciate, but what do you think about this whole idea of wanting a kept woman and then wanting to take care of your wife and wanting to take care of somebody else?
I think
I'm
not here for it, truthfully, but at the same time, thinking about not only the time period, but just the situation, the way that people feel pressure to keep up with the Joneses.
Yes.
He feels so much pressure to just have this wife and have and wear these right clothes, and they're in debt, but he's still willing to go spend them coins on Angel, though.
Right.
Oh, she's
but the
get
dishwasher, I'm like, y'all need a dishwasher, hun. Like, let's focus on the necessities.
That's
like, get our priorities in order, Stan, okay? Especially if you're trying to move up, you know, in higher ranks. We need you to get together.
And so. I think it goes with your quote as well for Stan. I'm getting to understand his character. He's another, you know, such a great actor who provides so many levels
Evan
and depth
Peters.
To the character. Yeah, shout out to Evan Peters. But he mentioned the fact that he's playing a part, even when he was talking to his wife and the illusion of money and you got to have it and play this part. So to see him go from that, it kind of made me understand, I hate to say this, but it kind of made me understand how a man can be broken or be in a situation where they are not fulfilled and they're living like this double life situation.
Talk about it.
Because we got to see just how intimate he is with Angel, mm-hmm. which scares her. And at yeah. the same time, he feels that he has his duty, this responsibility to his wife, his household. So I enjoy seeing, you know, that struggle and juxtaposition as well.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I think it's real.
I'm not here for the, I'm just not here for the Catwoman. But right, I did, right. when he explained to her, like, I basically live a life that's fake. You know, like, mm-hmm. I'm fake at work. I don't stand for anything. And you are out here being your true self all the time. And right. I saw why he's drawn to her. So that made me understand his character a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like if you have a wife and you have a child, you might just want to be, you know, focusing on that mm-hmm. and not paying other people's leases.
You're right.
Or just leave. Or just leave, dude.
I'm
just
excited. Leave. We'll yeah. see what they happens, and I'm going to make my second mental note for predictions later with Stan. But I do want to move on. So our second weekly segment, Who Got the Trophy? Really quickly, who Ooh. Is your favorite character of the night? Who did you identify with? Who have been saying that? Like, who gets the trophy this week?
Well, first of all, let me just let you guys know, I am going to have a little prop here for us. We need to give out a real trophy to these people. Yes. Because let me tell you something. If yeah. you ask me, of course, my mother, yeah. Blanca, won the show. She yes. came through with intensity and said, I'm going to change this world, not for me, but for you. And she fought past the fact that she's not going to be living to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Blanca, you won the show for me.
Oh, good. Trophy. What about you?
You know what? That's hard because...
it is hard.
It's so tough.
So far, you know, I'm still here for my girl Angel. I love mm-hmm. her. And yeah. I love that when she was propositioned, she kind of looked at it from a real perspective. Like, yes. you're not just going to put me up till you get tired of me. Like, I'm going to need a year-long lease. I need it paid for. So yes. I live for that. But I also really live for Elektra this yes. episode.
Yes. Like, quiet as it's kept. Her Elektra shade, is everything.
Her, like, it was everything. It was everything.
Okay, perfect. Jamie, okay. who you going with?
See, since I want to take all the good ones. But you know what? I can share
go,
one,
you
too.
You can recycle right.
You know what, though? I'm actually going to go with Damon.
Because, I was thinking about Damon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Damon. You know, just switch it up, because I definitely agree with you guys. But I think that Damon was very vulnerable, yet he was still bold in True. Who he was and who he's actually becoming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's becoming, right? Yeah. So I really related with Damon. I liked how in that kissing scene with Ricky, he was like, hut up. Okay. And, you know, he got it together. So I like that he stood his ground.
Okay, yes. I like that. Well, mm-hmm. since we're doing different people, I'm going to go with Stan, because I feel that he okay. is somebody who we will learn how... You know, people can want access, which is the topic or the title of the show, into mm-hmm. different worlds, and they can still have, like, ownership of their own identity. In a lot of ways, yes. he doesn't know who he is, but in so many ways, he does. He and knows. I think that provides enough room for him to want to experience and to, like, learn life and more of himself. So,
ooh, those are some good comments, and those are some good people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that forever, but we can't, so yes. I'm just going to continue it on in the chat. You guys let us know, and in the comments, who won the trophy for
yes.
you tonight?
Hashtag ABTV pose.
That's yes. right.
Come on,
that's
somebody.
Right. All right. We got some commenters, too,
Perfect.
Actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to jump. Let's go ahead, without further ado, get into news and gossip.
Ooh.
Y'all know I like to see TV
news. All right, y'all. So we are going to briefly talk about Paris is Burning, because yes. we did see a lot of comments about that. We have all watched it, you
yes.
guys. So
we watched
a couple times. Yes, a couple times. And what, you know, this documentary came out in 1990, and it really is about the ball culture mm-hmm. and so many of the scenes we see and Pose kind of reference this documentary
Absolutely.
In terms of, like,
yes.
just the language, read, shade, these kind of things that are so common in our language now kind of comes from that. And then there were also certain characters within the documentary that we can kind of see some parallels to the characters in the show. So if anyone's ever seen it, Venus Extravaganza, she is a sex worker in the documentary. Mm-hmm. And we kind of see those parallels between her being a sex worker and Angel being a sex worker.
Yeah. Yes.
And let's hope their stories kind of go differently, because if anyone hasn't seen it, Venus ends exactly. up being murdered in the documentary. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some parallels there. Yeah, I think it was a great basis for the show.
Yeah, and it was right. important that we did take the time to talk about Paris mm-hmm. is Burning, because Absolutely. it's a huge movement for the culture. You'll see in some of the pictures we have, they did have the, you know, executive realness mm-hmm. and all these categories.
Right.
This is where, you know, ball life and culture came from. And it's important that we get and give that recognition to the legends and to the greats, right, because it's easy to not know about it. We have RuPaul's Drag Race, right, who yes, starts the show, you know, category is, but we live in a generation where people don't have access to it, right, or just don't know that this whole culture or world existed before what you see now. So it's important. We wanted to pay homage to them because in our excitement last week, we have a little trouble.
Yeah, and let me just go on. Let me just make sure to say that I'm thankful, and I've got the information from all of you that they were actually consultants on the show, so they were here to say like, yes, that's right, that's the right look, and everything has been approved. So I'm loving it, full fledged.
Yes. Yeah, we did get to see a lot of that. It looks like we are short on time. Okay. I mean, we ran over. So what we'll do then is we do have a lot of news and gossip. The best thing about this show is it is a period piece. So everything is always going to be accessible. It's always going to be timely. And we'll bring it to you next week.
Yes.
So don't worry. We'll be right here next Sunday night. 8 p.m. on time.
8 p.m.
We meet us here. Mm-hmm. Until then, you guys, I am Keith Andre. You can follow me on all over social media at Keith_Andre.
And I'm Jamie Gray. You can follow me at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I.
I'm Marielle Turner. You can follow me at Marielle_Turner.
And as you know, I'm your girl at Deshauna O on Twitter.
All right. We'll see y'all later. And we'll post some stuff on our Twitter. And we'll keep the chat going at hashtag ABTVPose.
ABTVPose.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.